Talk to me, God. Talk to me, baby.
John Rothman in for Drex right here on KGO 810 AM, the number 808-0810. I do want to clarify one thing. You heard on the national news Donald Trump say, to accomplish a goal, you must state a mission. To support a network for radical Islam in this country will be stripped out and removed one by one. And then not on the prepared text, but in his ad lib remark was, viciously if necessary. And I think that's part of the problem. Okay, let's take this from a different angle. Because several callers have said, John, all you're doing is talking about Donald Trump. Okay. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. The report tonight is that the FBI is planning to release to interested members of Congress a record of its interview with Hillary Clinton and potentially other documents related to the criminal investigation into her use of private email while she was Secretary of State. I want to remind you that FBI Director James Comey last month said that his investigators concluded that neither Clinton nor her aides should be charged in connection with her use of private email while she was Secretary of State. But let's be clear. Comey said that while he believed Clinton was extremely careless and classified information did improperly traverse her personal server, investigators did not find evidence that she intended to do wrong, and her case did not present some of the aggravating factors that typically convince prosecutors to bring a criminal case. As a result, there is no criminal case. But I want to be clear, and all of you have heard me talk about this, that Hillary was not smart when she dealt with her servers. Now, the fact that other secretaries of state have done the same thing, including Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, does not excuse the fact that this was, frankly, a serious error. As for the Clinton Foundation, which is not subject to this investigation, I've said repeatedly there should be strict laws that prohibit the kind of fundraising the Clinton Foundation has done. But I need to understand from people who say they will never vote for Hillary Clinton because she's corrupt. And I want to hear from you. I want to understand your point of view. And I want to say that this is very important. 808-0810. Let's get back to the phones if I can. Thomas, calling from San Francisco. Welcome to KGO. Thomas, you with me?
Oh.
Yes, Thomas. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I think that if Donald Trump was a Democrat, he was one in the past, he would probably be in a lot better shape. I don't think being a Republican running for president is really it's very difficult now.
Really? See, I would think if the Republicans had, frankly, a Dwight Eisenhower, a Richard Nixon, a Gerald Ford, a Ronald Reagan, they'd win. They'd win.
No, absolutely not. There are many more Democrats now, and you're for Hillary, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. It matters to me very, very much. I believe
you're going to vote for Hillary. I know that.
Against Donald Trump, absolutely.
But you would vote for Hillary no matter what Republican was there.
You know, no matter what Republican is being considered today. But that's why I say I could very easily. I could very easily have voted for a Dwight Eisenhower, a Richard Nixon, a Gerald Ford. I might even have voted for a Ronald Reagan, given the historical perspective. But you don't have a choice here, do you? I mean,
I think that Hillary's a criminal. I really do. But that's my opinion. But people will overlook it. They'd rather have a criminal.
Let me ask you a question. I think it's an important one. When I was in Florida and I polled people, I talked to people, I discovered two things. One, that people didn't like Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly. Even among Democrats, there was a negative feeling. I think Joe Biden would have been a more popular candidate. But the other thing I learned is people are afraid of Donald Trump. So what is more significant? in this? I mean, people are afraid of what
Trump is a clown. This thing about being afraid of him is a bunch of nonsense.
Do you want a clown in the White House?
Well, I'd rather a clown than a criminal.
Well, I'll tell you, that is precisely why Donald Trump is starting, if you will, with 40 to 45% of the vote. I mean, you've summed it up beautifully, Thomas. I'm so glad you called, because what you have said is precisely the indicator. People would rather have a clown than a criminal. 8080810. How do you respond to Thomas? And by the way, I'm voting for Hillary because of many positive reasons as well. I'm looking at the Supreme Court. Antoine calling from Antioch. Welcome to KGO. Are you with me?
I'll be all right.
Good, Antoine. Welcome.
Hey, John, I think I'm pulling my hair out, but I'm going to reset a little. I think it's very important that you and your platform define the different roles of what a conservative is, what a progressive is, what a progressive conservative, what a social progressive is, what a social conservative is, because we have a lot of people who are millennials who probably are just learning these terms for the first time. And like the guy that just called, who said you're going to vote Democrat. Well, maybe you are a social conservative. You might want to have our physical house in order, but you want to have things in the community done well. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Okay, stay with me and let me try to answer your question. The first thing is that a liberal today is someone who basically says they want a Supreme Court that will uphold Roe v. Wade. They want Citizens United rescinded. They are people who favor a separation of church and state. They are, I would say, Obama Democrats. More radical Democrats, that is to say, people with a further left position, voted for Bernie Sanders for many reasons. His advocacy of free education, his advocacy of a single-payer health care. There are differences. On the Republican side, you no longer have a moderate Republican force. That doesn't exist in the Republican Party. What you have really is a choice between the evangelical wing of the Republican Party, which appeals to many in America. Remember, one-third of the American people over the age of 18 are evangelical Christians. And you have the Tea Party element, which are fiscally very, very conservative. Those are basically the two wings of the Republican Party. So if
go ahead. What I was going to say is, tied up in those two different scenarios, or four, is where we fall in ethnically, where we fall in our own beliefs. Are loving one another, whether you want to believe in gay marriage.
Yeah, but those are not ideological divisions within parties.
My point with that is that if you start to identify yourself in that line, you have to pick what identifies and helps you. If you make $1 million a year and you're pretty much a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, I would not be mad at you for being Republican. That fits your interests.
Well, but here's the simple reality. Those white Anglo-Saxon Protestants are not voting for Donald Trump. They're afraid of Donald Trump.
And that's the thing. So they're not even Republican anymore. They may not even be Republican anymore.
Yep.
We may not even be Democrat anymore.
That is precisely, you have hit the nail on the head as to the confusion among American voters. I appreciate the call. Excellent call, Antoine. I hope I've done something to clarify things. We'll take this up to the half hour, and we got a lot more calls. Then we're going to shift topics. But it's now 8:15, and it is time to go to Neil West, who is not confused at all about what is going on the road. Am I right, Neil?
Yes, that's correct. Well, I have plenty of road maps, so if you had some maps, you probably wouldn't be nearly as confused as you are.
I love it. Okay.